I'll tell you more about it in a minute.
All right.
Don't come at 12.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Goodness.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little early.
Yeah, well, I still have my business engagement, but I'll come out and talk to you.
I'll set up.
It's only going to take five minutes because it's... Or why don't you come in? You don't mind talking with somebody, do you? I don't know what your business is, or I would know better just have to greet you.
I would like to know something about... what you remember about the weather, especially how you used to speak about the weather. A nice day, a bad day, stormy day, cloudy day.
Oh, this is a heavenly day.
I see. Uh-huh. Did you ever use the word Irish?
What?
Did you ever say Irish? Today, like, today would be Irish.
Be windy.
Windy. Uh-huh.
Or balmy.
I see.
Oh, it's a springy today.
Gloomy or something like that. A dark day would be...
Gloomy.
Just gloomy. Uh-huh. And if the wind had been blowing hard and then stopped blowing, became gentle, you'd say, I think the wind is...
Oh, the wind ceased.
I see.
It's over.
Uh-huh.
I think the bad winds had its day.
I see. And if the wind had been calm and was starting to blow hard, you say, listen to the wind, it's...
Well, you don't hear the wind so much, but you say, look at the trees. Gosh, the wind's coming up.
Coming up. That's what I'm interested in. How about different kinds of rain? A real light rain that just settles the dust, what would you call that?
Spring shower.
Shower.
A shower.
And a heavy rain, what would that be?
A downpour.
That'd be a downpour. How about the storms? How would you characterize storms?
Well, the storms they're scary from the standpoint of thunder and lightning.
Uh-huh.
We have terrific thunder and this old sheet lightning that just scares the daylights out of you.
Uh-huh. You have tornadoes here very much?
Have what?
Tornadoes?
We just two in all these years that I can remember.
I see.
Neither one of them was bad.
Uh-huh.
We have tornado warnings a lot. Mm-hmm. And have had tornadoes in the radius of the next joining counties and like that. But Mena, or in Polk County, is surrounded with mountains completely, the whole thing. And it is, it's just the supposition of people. Well, we're taken care of. We don't need to fear tornadoes too much. They'd have a hard time getting here.
Mm-hmm. Well, there must be something to that if you've had only two.
We've only had two, and they were both over in the very same vicinity or locality over here, and it's on the north side.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you get a lot of moisture at night that makes it hard to drive?
Be slick. The roads would be slick.
Uh-huh. Do you have much fog?
Very little fog, and when we do, we're all scared to death of it because you can't see your hand before you.
I see. Uh-huh. You don't really have very, very much fog from the mountains?
Very little fog.
Oh, is that
now,
right?
Down on the Washita River, my brother lives down there, and it gets real foggy down there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's joining the next county, too.
I see. What do you call when it's cold enough to freeze in the fall, enough to kill your flowers, what do you call that?